what's up, everybody out there? It's your girl Maya in the building right now with my girl DJ Coco Z, the mix mistress. And right now, you are tuned into Girl Power
Radio. Radio.
Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas. Make a Texas, make a Texas, make a, make a, make a, make a, make, 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 you mix that Negro with that Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro with that Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro with that Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro, 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 Creole, 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 Creole. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. 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 Okay, ladies, now let's get information. I say, okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, that's revenge. Paper. You mix that Negro, Negro, Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro with that Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro, 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 Creole, 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 Creole. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. You mix that Negro, 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 Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro with that Creole, 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 Creole. You mix that Negro, 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 Creole, 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 Creole. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. Corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama, make a Texas, make a Texas, make a, make a, make a, make a, make, 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 swag, 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 swag.
Anywhere, baby, I'm
without you. hunting, stacking hundreds while you grunting, cause I'm good. I hope you understood. I don't need you. I got people fine with single. It's all good. Man, everything good. Catch me rolling with my woody slow, but surely got it good. I wish a nigga would try and stop me since you're not me or my pops. Funny how all you niggas started cause I've been real. All you niggas mad because I've been true. Tryna find your way up in my middle. But your crew is number two like a pencil. It's all good. You know we living good. Ooh, yeah.
Thinking back to my old mentality. Narrow-minded black on some real insanity. Now with the crew when we burning calories. Getting no sleep trying to earn the salary. Niggas just trying to get their dollars up. Cause when living 9 to 5, it is not enough. Focus on living life solid, but chasing these dreams ain't an option. Tell them cinco, double, uno, nigga. You know what it is. TV, your religion, nigga. It is how you live. 30, need a word up in this bitch. We do it big. My goons living good like they should. Talking your shit while I'm blowing up. Nigga, fix yourself cause you broken up. I ain't got no worries, I've been going up. All these little groupies, they be so in love. In the studio, we just roll it up. Put it all behind and get thrown for life. Why be so concerned, man, it's gon' get tough. That's how life is when you tryna live that.
Man, everything good. I'm just hunting, stacking hundreds while you grunting, cause I'm good. I hope you understood. I don't need you. I got people fine with single. It's all good. Man, everything good. Catch me rolling with my woody slow, but surely got it good. I wish a nigga would try and stop me. Bitch, I'm not before. Funny how all you niggas started cause I've been real. All you niggas mad because I've been true. Tryna find your way up in my middle. But your crew is number two like a pencil. It's all good. You know we living good. Ooh, yeah.
In the studio, be recording regularly. Tryna be the next one to earn a legacy. Never says a word if remorse is said to me. Gotta be the best, don't let it get the best of me. Niggas just trying to gain followers. Cause when living 9 to 5, it is not enough. Focus on living life solid, but chasing these dreams ain't an option. Tell them cinco, double, uno, nigga. You know what it is. TV, your religion, nigga. It is how you live. 30, need a word up in this bitch.
We do it big.
My goons living good like they should.
And you know this, man.
Talking your shit while I'm stacking up. Nigga, find you some cause you been lacking, but I ain't got no worries, I've been bagging up. All these little groupies, they be nagging us. It ain't really not it to be bragging, but I gotta let you niggas know I'm repping Akron.
And it's never too much representing what I love. I got it good. And everything good. I'm just stunting, stacking hundreds while you grunting, cause I'm good. I hope you understood. I don't need you. I got people fine with single. It's all good. Man, everything good. Catch me rolling with my woes is low, but surely got it good. I wish a nigga would try and stop me. Since you're not me or my pops. Funny how all you niggas started cause I've been real. All you niggas mad because I've been true. Tryna find your way up in my middle. But your crew is number two like a pencil. It's all good. You know we living good.
Yo, we are back. It's your girl, Miss Lily, Girl Power Radio. I mean, we've almost got the building full. You know, they all have made personal little conversations in the back. Don't know that I'm on the air and everything. So maybe I should go ahead.
They're not paying no attention.
But it's your girl, Miss Lily. I mean, we got a hell of a show. We got this grind tour here. Oh, my goodness, man. Shout out to Dude. And shout out to Visions. We about to put him on the line, matter of fact, so he can tell us a little bit about this grind tour. Visions, you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, tell them what you do, who you are, and what is about to become.
It's your boy, Jay, CEO of VA Visions. We doing the grind tour. We went ahead and we found a bunch of hot artists from all over Ohio, all over Detroit. Go ahead and mix it up, and we're going to take it across the Midwest to the Southwest.
Okay, that's what's up. So how did you guys link to put this together? What corresponds in the first place, like in the beginning?
Well, I mean, we've been putting on music for a nice little time, me and Deuce, and he's on the radio. I'm pretty much just out here looking for artists, recruiting different artists, and we pretty much found enough artists to where we like, hey, we got to put it out there. So the only way to put it out there is to hit the road.
Okay, that's what's up. How long were you in the music biz? And the scenery.
I've grown up in music. Like, I started off in church. Then, I mean, I grew up. I hit the streets, and I mean, I'm still into music. I'm producing, make beats, scout talent. I mean, we live music. That's what we do.
Okay. Have you ever? Were you ever an artist? Have you ever put out anything of yourself?
Nah, not myself.
Just pretty much like to be the main person behind the scenes.
Yeah. I'm all about my team.
That's what's up. So you said, how did you Deuce meet?
I met Deuce years ago. I want to say probably about 10 years ago. And I mean, we met at a basketball court. We didn't even really meet doing music, but we linked and we kind of just grew together in the music game.
That'd be really funny about when people they don't know each other background, but they feel that vibe. And next thing you know, it was like, yo, I dig such and such and such. Get out of here, I do too.
Right, and then you just link and you just take off.
Right. That makes a person even more closer to becoming friends and everything because y'all show a passionate love for one thing that's especially music.
The same focus. That's hard to find in people, too. And on this tour, I think we pretty much got about 10 different artists, and they all got the same drive that we got. So I think we're going to do it on this one.
Okay. So When you guys put this tour together, what type of artists were y'all looking for? What was y'all main focus?
Every artist that we got a different sound. They all got a different sound. Like we really didn't go for like, all right, we're gonna look for the main club hits and all that. Like we got a little bit of everything. So when you come to one of our shows, you gonna get something. You're going to get a little piece of every kind of music you can think of. And, I mean, we got some young artists. We got some old artists. We got it all.
Okay, that's what's up. So what are we looking forward to? What all cities are y'all hitting?
We got, what, Columbus, Springfield, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, what else? Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, of course, South by Southwest and Austin. San Antonio and Phoenix. Yep,
okay.
That pretty much wraps it up.
That's what's up. Like, I salute you guys. Like, you know, all y'all business and giving these guys a platform to
yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and spread their wings to show these show everybody, not just in their city, you know, all over, giving them a chance to for everybody to hear them. Everybody know I'm possible.
Yeah. Now I got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Who was that artist that was just on?
Was that the female?
The female, yeah.
That good. You know what? It's on here, but I don't know her name, but I can get her name. It just
Please
says that.
Do. She's nice.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, I don't know who that sound like. Who does that sound like? Her voice sounds very familiar. Like, you know, like I know her. Like, I know who it is. But I'll ask Coco Z, DJ Coco Z. I'll ask her because she put the playlist
yeah.
together. You know,
yeah,
she's our personal
DJ.
That'd
be a nice sound to work with.
Right. Okay, okay. So is there anything else you want to tell the people? Make sure, like, for anybody else that is trying to get, like, on a next tour, are you guys having the next tour? And when will that be,
working.
You think?
We are working on a tour for the summer, and we haven't decided exactly which way we're going to go yet, because, I mean, we've had a few venues hit us up. So I know Miami has been talked about. New York has been talked about, and Detroit has been talked about. So, I mean, it kind of all depends on how things work out. But if they want to get in contact with us and try to get on the next tour, we're always willing to take a listen.
All right, so can you let everybody know your information?
Yeah, we got a VA Visions page on Facebook. It's also at VA Visions on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also reach us at I Am Somebody on Twitter and Facebook. The I Am Somebody is no spaces.
Okay. That's great. Anything else that you want to tell the people?
Check out the social media. I mean, follow the tour. We got a Periscope coming up. We got a DVD coming up of the tour after. All live footage of the whole tour. Besides that, yeah, just check us out. Get in contact. VAvisions@gmail.com. VAVISIONS@gmail.com and just get in contact. We'll always get back in contact with you. We got clothes dropping, got hats dropping. We're trying to do a little bit of everything.
All right, that's what's up. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into a song, have a little break, and then when we come back, we go get into an artist from the Grind Tour. Got a couple artists here, Lex B and Tay Wall. Y'all say what's up?
So what's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Represent.
Definitely. All right, so I'm about to get into this song, Suicide Holla. Hit them folks.
All right.
Hey. Hey. Woo. Chill. Sweet. Hey. 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 Old chicken dinner. Back. Hey. Hit them folks. Turn up. Woo. I can whip and break a whole chicken dinner. Bow. Hit them folk. Yeah. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hey. Hit them folk. Yeah. Diamond nigga, spend a whole sip of lipstick. Hit them folk. Hey. Watch me hit them folk. Yeah.
Hey, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. Hey, I can whip a brick a whole chicken in the back. Hey, junkie hit my line, say he got the ticket. No, I gotta hit him. I trust him to the game, not with foolish games, so it's not a scrimmage. I come with the killer, shooting off the glass, dunking the nigga. Bitch, I run a jungle, never gorillas. We came up out the jungle, bunch of chinchillas. Now force me to flip, I backhand a bitch with force in the whip. Got him staring at the Porsche, I have a glitch. Damn, 700 horse in the whip. Got a problem with you, cycles for the pair, five on the shoe. Say I get him next to God with the goo. If the pussy good, I buy her a Jew. Hit them folk, I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk, Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
I can whip a chicken, damn it, how you want it? Phone jumping, ringing early in the morning. In my side, bitch, and it ain't even money. Oh, shit. Main bitch sucking on me while I'm yawning. I just want the money, I just want the money. Money started calling, then I started coming. Oh, kinda, I walk in the trap, then I dab in the trap. That white girl, they got me the feeling like Goldie the Mac. My runner be running them back. They sprinting like runners on track. I hit on them foes, then I dab. Move pounds of OG, I got cash. Like here on your lip, I'm a stack.
Hit them folk. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
That money's my miss. Just me and that bowl in the kitchen. Nothing like niggas with different. Made a step out, put that hoe in submission. Can't even keep count of this money we get. All these diamonds, I want all the attention. Brand new desert, got the clip in the stitch. I'm the hot when my niggas is dipping. You see me, I'm dripping. I pull up, then hop out like bam. War, I got rich off of grounds. From the land, aka Vietnam. The king and I mean it, she throw it, I swing it. A pro with the yellow, I live it, you dreaming. No love for disloyal ones, no, I don't need it. I bring it, I do it, bitch, hop on my feet.
Hit them folk, I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk, Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
Yeah, it's your girl, Miss Lee. We are back on Girl Power Radio. I'm getting pop radio.
Yeah.
Hey.
What up, though?
All right, so tell the people who you are, what you do, and what you about to do.
I'm Taywall, man. I'm from Cleveland, as you know. I've been an artist. I've been doing this music shit since I was 10. I really got off the ground when I turned 16. So I've been grinding since I was about a little over 10 years now.
Okay.
Music.
Are you a veteran?
Yeah, I'm a vet.
I knew this.
I've been producing for 10 years though.
Okay.
So I've probably been rapping for 16, been producing for 10. Yeah, we about to hit this tour. You know, I'm ready for it. I got a couple new singles about to drop. I got a single with my man Max Spit called Shout Out. We just dropped a video on YouTube. You know, hopefully everybody can get that link. You know, Taywall, YouTube, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just type it in.
Okay. That's what's up. So, in your phone, you listen to your phone a lot?
Yeah.
That's when you pull up music and everything?
Yeah.
So, top five people that's in your phone that you listen to now?
The top five people that I listen to in the industry?
It could be in the industry. It could be local. It.
Top five people I listen to now. It'd be myself, artist named Max Spig. I kind of really, I don't even know if I have a top five for real.
I mean, you don't have to have a top five.
I don't know.
Tell me just
I like, you know, I go with the flow for real. I like whatever comes on. If I like it, I like it.
Right now,
like right now, that Drake and Rihanna song is my favorite song right now.
Okay,
you
know okay.
I mean? I like shit like that. That's hot.
Okay, that's what's up. So what made you actually get into?
No, it was fun.
Okay, that's what's up. So, okay, now I had asked you a question before off air, but I'm going to ask you again. Is this your first tour?
This is now my second tour.
Okay.
My first tour, I did the Ohio Hip Hop Awards tour.
Okay.
And that was last summer.
That was last summer?
Yeah, and I was with my dude, Max Fit. That's who I rock with. So wherever you see me, you're going to see him.
That's what's up.
More than likely. If you don't see him, he's probably sick or at work. For real, though. Like,
see,
that's my right hand man.
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's like Diddy and Biggie, you know what I mean? It's
y'all joined.
Yeah.
Joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Twins.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's what's up. I had actually hosted the year before last tour of Ohio Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
I hosted the whole tour.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And I had fun on that tour. I met a lot of new people, you know what I mean? My name got out in Cleveland a little bit more. A lot of people know me in the city now, you know what I'm saying, from that tour. So, yeah, this is my second tour. And shout out to Deuce for reaching out to me.
What's up? Shout out to Deuce. He's been working.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's a good dude. From somebody that come from a different city.
Right.
Reach out to Cleveland, Cass.
I know.
Man, that's big.
He's been all over the
that's
state.
Big.
He's just going from city to city to city. I think
Deuce can hit me up more than any dude in Cleveland hit me up. For real, though. I ain't going to lie, though. Like, I talk to Deuce on the phone probably every other day now. Like, we homies, you know what I mean?
Right.
It is what it is, though.
That's seriously what's up. I mean, yeah, I do congratulate him because it's like when you meet somebody and you link with them, and they know somebody because, like, I've been doing this for a couple years now. And I've never, you know, heard of you or seen you or anything like that.
Right.
So that's good for somebody else to open the door and be like, hey, check this guy out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
I record at the top of the world. I've been drinking with them for a while.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
So I know a lot of them cats that go through there. You know what I mean?
That's what's it. He noticed my top of the world, you know. Shout out to Top of the World Studio.
My boy Matt and Judge, I just got a beat from him. Nice little trap. It's about to come out probably in the fall. I'll bring a fall. Some nice little mellow track.
Okay, for the fall.
Yeah,
I'm simmering it down a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Late October.
And wait till that weather gets a little bit cold on you.
Yeah, little jacket.
Right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and introduce your song that we have here.
This song in particular is a funny song to me because I made it in 7 minutes.
Okay.
And it's called City Shake. It was kind of like a freestyle record, but then it got real hot for real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I guess that's what everybody liked. That's what y'all want. So I'm going to go with that. I'm pushing that City Shake, Tay Wall.
In 7 minutes. Now, have you done other songs like this? Like,
not this good of a song.
This shit hot.
Not this good of a song. This is a good song to do in 7 minutes.
Okay.
Like, real talk. This shit sound like I done mapped it out. You know what I'm saying? No. I had two free-ass verses that I wrote, and I had a beat, and I just threw this shit in there, and I wrote a hook on the way to the studio. And that
was
the song.
That's what's up.
So, I mean, I've been doing this for you for years, man, so the shit come easy, you know what I mean? It's not hard to put a song together.
Y'all hear that? Like, he is so confident. Like, that's what's up, though. Like, you supposed to be. You have to be confident with your shit.
Ain't nobody gonna feel
it. Right. They're gonna be like, who the fuck is this one? Like, no. They're gonna be all on you. Like, who is he?
Right. I mean, as an artist, though, you always gotta know everybody ain't gonna like you.
Right.
You gotta know that. If you don't know that, you shouldn't rap. You shouldn't do nothing entertainment because everybody's not going to like you.
Right.
I know 3 people right now that don't like Michael Jackson. How could you not like Michael
Jackson? Right. Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
You got to be confident. You got to be strong with what you believe in, with what's in you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got it in, you bring it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. That's very true.
You always put your gift out there. This is my strongest gift, so this is what I'm going to go and try to go as far as I can with it.
I had to really actually pull my gift down because I was so.
Hey, some people gotta do that.
I was so shy in high school and everything. Like I did not talk to anybody. Like literally, people from high school, if they graduated in my year, they did not tell who. Right, they don't know me. They do not know me. I'm like, I went to school with you. You did?
Right.
Yeah, I went to school with you. Like, oh, okay.
Life,
wow.
You know, life is all about timing, for real.
Right.
When it comes to you.
Because I love when I'm on stage.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
Put a microphone in my hand.
Man,
like,
man.
Don't let me go to a club and, you know, somebody, and I'm by a microphone. I'm going to automatically pick it up.
I feel you, though. I feel you.
For real. That's crazy. All right. So go ahead and introduce your song.
Well, it's your boy, Tay Wall, straight out of Cleveland. New single called City Shape. I don't even know who produced the beat, but it's a hot track. Check it out. That's it.
All right, here we go. That's City Shake by Tay Wall. Hey. You are listening to Girl Power Radio with your girl, Ms. Lele. Make sure y'all call in 773-897-6229.
Go, go.
Yeah.
We on the motherfucking set.
You already know what it is.
Shout out to Cleveland.
Say what?
Southside.
You know what I do.
You already know what it is. Know what we doing here. Mega City.
Whoa. Pull up on you. Pull up on you.
Skirt.
Yeah.
I pull up on them suckers each and every day. I am only real and I don't know the fate. Swerving, doing 90 in the interstate. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I'm good, boy, you know I'm good. Don't call me a surgeon, a surgeon. Take water, doctor. Julius serving. No Kyrie, I'm in the Mizey. With a side piece, I'm Rick Ross. With a paper, or a nine piece. Straight face, I don't play fair. Keep my tooth up. Black diamond, yellow diamond. That's a school bus. Shoe design, build design. Change true enough. Hella bands on the way. About to make the city shake. I pull up on them thugging each and every day. I am only real and I don't know the fate. Swerving, doing 90 in the interstate. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. Outside of the map, dog. Money spiral, I'm a map, dog. On the move, yeah, supersonic. Supersonic boy, head chalk. I'm the truth, I'm telltale. My game on lock like a jail cell. Hit your block like a mailman. Round around like a Ferris wheel. Ride to your city, I ride in my city. Yeah, acting like nothing can happen. I'm like a fire, you wanna put out, but you cannot. What takes with the flame of a dragon? What takes with the flame of a dragon is just a reminder you're playing with fire. Heat up the city, and I make the city shaking like the washer and dryer. I pull up on them thugging each and every day. Woo! I am only real and I don't know the fate. Swerving, doing 90 in the interstate. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake.
What it is?
I can make the city shake.
Hey, it's your boy, Tay Motherfucker Wall, man. Make this shit list on motherfucking E. You know what I mean? Tay Wall, man. Map shit. Money and power. Southside shit. Shout out the East Side. Shout out the West Side. Uptown.
I can honestly see myself like an old school Cadillac muffin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
You
know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be like,
like if, like, say you did edit it and everything, you know, like, Cav can use it, like the Brown can use it. You know what I'm saying?
You are a great person. Real good friends, I'm real you know the music. That's
right.
You know,
yeah, that's
what I mean. You got a vision to attract.
Definitely. That's what I was saying too, like a couple weeks ago when I can actually visualize like either a video or whatever.
It's a good song, no matter who made
it. I'm visualizing a video, you know, the whole time I'm listening to it. I've just made a video for you in my head.
I can use that for what you just thought of.
Right.
I be needing that. I need feedback. Every artist needs feedback. You know what I'm saying? Don't know artists know everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, so who else in the building do we have? We have Lex B in the building.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Can everybody hear you?
Everybody hear me out there?
Yeah,
I'm on the mic, man.
So, Lex B, you are part of the Grind Tour also. Tell the people who you are, what you're doing, what you're about to do.
Well, I think it is mic straight now. All right. Well, yo, hey, I'm Lex B. I'm on a part of the Grind Tour. What I'm about to do is like change the whole game, you know what I'm saying? Bring good music. Some people can actually relate to and dance to. A club feel, you know.
So how long you been in the music industry?
Oh, man. I've been in this like music thing. Like I'm like self-made. So I started my own self all the way back in 06 when I was in like Toledo. So it's like I taught myself how to record.
Mm-hmm.
I taught myself all the fundamentals. It's just like I remember my professor used to tell me like, you know, you don't need in order to do music, you really don't need it. Go to school. I'm not saying don't go to school or
right,
nothing
right.
like that, but I'm saying like he knew exactly what I wanted to do. And it was like the first time I put my hand on the mixer in the actual professional studio was in Toledo. And it was like I went off from there. Start doing little demos, you know what I'm saying? I start, you know, just recording anything over instrumentals. I remember my first track was a 50 Cent track, Disco Inferno, back in like 06. And I recorded it, and it came out kind of hot, you know what I'm saying? I threw it all around the campus and there, whatnot. Everybody, like, is this you? I'm like, yeah, like, you know, just playing around. But, you know, then I went further into it. After I like watched documentaries, become a documentary fiend.
Uh-huh.
And I watched JD in the studio. And he was doing all the little mixing things, and he was working on Bow Wow. Excuse me, when Bow was like small, they was like in the studio, he was like working on something. I was like fascinated. I was like all in front of TV or whatnot. I'm like, I wanna do that some more. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I started, you know, I'm more like when I'm in the studio, more hands on. So that's why I create everything that I do. I create it myself. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? I do got other people under me that help me create it, but you know I'm mostly hands on because I actually know what sound I want and what I want to try to attract. So go all the way back to 06, and now I'm here. Yeah. So it took a long journey, and I had to thank the people that actually put me in this. Because when I came back from Toledo, I had no fan base. None.
Not
so,
at all.
I met Quincy, no Big Hef.
Right.
Yeah, he introduced me to this. He
shout
like,
out to Hef.
Yeah, shout out to Hef. He introduced me to this whole business. So it's like I used to be like, when he do shows, he used to do them at Peabody's a lot of shows. And he put me on stage the first time. I was like, I lost control. I just, you know, owned the whole stage. I had a little crew back then, but I was always the energetic one. And I'm like, hey, Quincy, I want more shows. You know, I want more connect. I want more people to work with in Cleveland because I'm new here, you know. So that's pretty much sums it up. So I'm here now.
So who were you listening to when you were younger? Give me four top artists that you grew up on.
All right, y'all ain't gonna think I'm weird. If I say this?
No.
All right. If I had to name top four, I'm going to start from when, because I'm always an old school head. My parents grew me up on old school music. So that's mostly what I listen to. But in this business, I used to listen to Michael Jackson all the time. I'm a Michael Jackson and fiend. And I listen to it over and over. I probably got every Michael Jackson CD that ever that's out now. And if I don't got it, let me know. On Michael Jackson theme, and also Tupac. Tupac. I listen to Tupac a lot.
I love Tupac.
Yeah, I like. The thing about Tupac is he stuck to the format. Oh, Tupac or Nay?
A question to the to y'all too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Biggie or Tupac?
And a storyteller.
He's very much a storyteller. I love storytelling.
Like, Biggie was a gangster rapper. I like both of them. That's why I like them in different categories. So, like, I wouldn't even pick. I like them both.
There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to pick Biggie, okay?
Right. I mean, when you hear Biggie stuff, you think about going to the club, popping bottles, and all that. You know, you think about how it's like the good life.
Uh-huh.
So that every time I hear a Biggie track, I'm like, shoot. Biggie taught us to live free. You know, when you go in the club, everybody rich. You know what I'm saying? You're not different from one man from another. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I hear a Biggie track, hey, yeah, that's my brother. I don't even know this dude, but hey, we here partying. You know, that's when I hear a Biggie track. That's how I feel. I feel free when I hear a Biggie track.
Okay.
So.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this question because you wasn't in the room. Biggie or Tupac? Ain't nothing wrong with having both.
You need both sides, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with having both.
He gonna make you feel good. He's not gonna tell you a story to make you do better, like make you, you know what I'm saying, appreciate, like, you know what I'm saying, right, dear mama, you know, or then, you know, I don't, you know, Pac, yeah, I need both, bro, I can't leave Big out, I can't leave Pac out, they both did, they both legendary.
That's what's up. They are,
yeah,
definitely.
You can't choose.
They help pave the way to where we are today.
If there was a law right now, I wouldn't know nobody.
Yep.
I mean, it would, though. If there was a law, it would, though. Hey, listen, though. I'm going to hit y'all with this, though. Just for the rappers, though. If Big and Tupac was alive, you wouldn't have no choice but to think about it. Because it's only going to be both sides like that. They're going to be legendary.
This is how I see it. If we really had to pick, if it's like a life or death situation, the only reason why I pick Pop, like I say, he told a story.
Right,
whatever. And he had a meaning. And that's why I picked Tupac. Whereas Biggie, when I hear Biggie, like I said, I'm going to the club. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll probably have the wrong Pac to know.
I
ain't gonna lie.
Okay, okay. So we just got Matt in the building.
And what's going on, everybody?
Yo, yo, yo.
Matt is also from 107.9. So we had a question though.
I'm a rookie there, huh?
That we were just discussing. Biggie or Tupac?
I hate that we always got alive.
Right. That's how he looked at me
They from the same era, so we got to do that.
Right.
It's funny though, because I posted a on, you know, the death of Biggie, the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I posted the pic on Z's IG, and so many people was just like, "No, Pac all day," and I was just like, "Why are we doing that on this day?"
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let this man, it's the anniversary of his death. But to answer your question, personal preference, Big. I was a Biggie fan.
Right.
Like, I like Pac, Definitely respect Pac. Pac is one of them people, to me, that could have been in any era of rap and had success. You know what I'm saying? But
I think both.
But, well, yeah, both, definitely. Both. Biggie definitely could have been, too.
Tearing it up right now.
But, like, it's a lot of cats right now that can't do that. They couldn't have been able to survive back then.
Most
and they're not going to be around in the next 3 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? They're only a year. You know what I'm saying? So, but to me, life after death.
I mean, that dude, Biggie just changed the whole game when he jumped on that Bone record, though. You feel me? Nobody ever flowed like that before.
Yeah.
Nah, Biggie didn't start it something. Now, if you really, really listen to music, people mimic that flow all the time.
Right.
That same style, the same way it rolled.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Biggie, he started that, so he can always be in, like you said, in any generation.
Yeah. I think, man, one thing that was about both of them dudes was the fact that they were who they were. You know what I'm saying? In real life, like that's really the
life that they
learned. That's how they
right.
live. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do it for music. They did it because that's how they work.
Right.
And that's you can see that through their music.
Them guys was before their time.
Oh yeah.
They if you hear their music today, they be talking about stuff that you just now finding out about. You know what I mean? Enlightened.
Right.
Like them guys were so enlightened back in '96.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Their mindset was gone. Their mindset was already. I'm already smart, you know what I'm saying? They was past what guys is rapping about today.
Right. That's,
you know what I mean?
That was the next question
that
I was going to ask, too. Like, if they were alive, you know, what would you think that they would think about the music now?
I mean, first of all, they would like half of the artists you hear now wouldn't be out.
I doubt that.
They wouldn't be out.
I highly doubt that.
They wouldn't be out.
Well,
they would be out, but they wouldn't be as big as they are. Put it like that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It'd be a Jay-Z, but he wouldn't be over B. You know what I mean?
I don't know if they would ever had his
I think he would have been
Jay.
He probably been like behind, you know.
The only people who are going to probably be somewhere near Big Park.
Who that?
Yeah.
As far
everybody
as
else, Benny Single and all them other people was under them, and they under the carpet.
Yeah.
If they was alive, he wouldn't even really.
I mean, but then again,
had to go deal with them.
You got to remember, though, it was other artists out there at that time that was just as big as them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to remember, back then, you could go to the record exchange and buy 20 different albums.
Yeah.
Now you can only buy two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either it's a Drake album or a Wayne or probably a lot
of the times have changed,
yeah.
too. They give away so much.
Some of those people
were
legendary to them.
Cats
that was like big.
Yeah.
We do have YMG. You still online? YMG?
Nice,
I know, I wanted him to jump in, but I think he probably hit mute
nice,
or something.
Nah, if you would have said something like Easy E or Dr. Dre, I probably would have been better. even though they laid out, they back
it,
too,
it was Lex B fault because he brought up Tupac. Because,
that's
like,
good.
My
that's,
personal
that's,
preference
that's
would
up,
be
man.
Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, Biggie, I'm not saying, you know, Biggie was, I didn't listen to his music, I did. But I love a lyricist. I love a storyteller.
Like,
I love a storyteller.
That's describing Big.
Big got big
like,
story. Big was a storyteller too.
He was.
Big made street, like New York street rap mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
You know what
before,
though?
Like on that lyrical level, like Big stories was lyrical. Lyrical.
You know what? Big can tell you a story. I'm just saying,
though,
that's like me. You know what I mean? I come
out
like, everybody should do this and that.
But don't everybody in the game do that? You see them, like, later on in their careers, you get the rapping, like, no, seriously, like, the rappers
right,
out though. Like that, like, they come out hard, like, they be rap like, just like Pac do, and then that, you know, they mellow out, like.
No, Pac used to try to make it seem like he wasn't no Doug, but then turn around and be like, Doug, like, you feel me?
He had his moment.
He hit you with a speech.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And then turn around and be like, nigga, we banging with the Bloods today. You feel me? Like, we, you know what I'm saying? So he was.
I think just because of what he was going through.
You know what I'm saying? No, he was definitely going down. We all know that. You know what I mean?
It was a dope era, though, man. It was a dope era. And it's just a different era now. Like how you said, a lot of these cats wouldn't even be as hot as they are today if they were still around. And that's probably true. But at the same time, it's like, just like all genres of music,
it's going to keep going.
But I think a lot of these dudes right now are real replaceable, man.
Like, all of them are fags.
I mean, you said they fags. No, I thought you said the guys just said they're fags. I'm like, huh? But you're right, though. You look at, like, you know, Duggar and all. You know, it's weird. It's a lot of weirdness going on.
Ain't a lot.
They can
make a good song, though.
Yeah, I mean,
that's something,
man. What it is.
But that will play out, though. Only thing, you know, they're going to play out. I feel like the rap game missing in today's society is longevity. None of these artists make music that is going to stick around. Yeah, it's a couple. But not a lot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's a couple. Your Kendrick, your J. Cole.
That's crazy.
Drake. Eminem. I don't know who else out there that really has longevity music, though. That's a real
hot
rap artist. But look how old these guys are talking about, though. These guys are damn near 40. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the new. Got him almost 40.
Lex V, you started it, you know what I'm saying, it just went over. Damn, I took it over. Is this your first tour?
Yeah, it's my very first one, but...
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you, like, nervous excited? Because I would be nervous.
Well, I ain't gonna say nervous, because even though this is my first tour, I have done tours. I mean, like, been on tour feature, like Miami and all stuff like that, so I know the tour life, what it's like, and everything, but... To be on a tour with so many creative artists from everywhere,
right?
All in one place is like, you know,
it should be an awesome experience.
I'm all in. I'm all in. Like Cleveland, I'm all in. We all in like one. We like a family in here, man. So it's like, and when I saw the roster, dude, show me. I'm like, and I went to look up everybody's music. I'm like, I called him back, like, hey, just I'm good. Cause it was like when he first asked me, it's like. All right, who you got this tour, man? He like, I'm seeing the list, and then you decide if you really want to do it or not. I listen to everybody's music. I'm looking like, hey, Deuce, man, how you get everybody on this one tour like this? Put me in. I'm like, I can't wait.
Set the city on all these cities on fire.
I mean, it's good. I never toured the Southwest, so it's about to be fun. So it's like I told you outside, like, hey.
Right, you sent me one. Well, about the you have a pretty young lady with you.
Oh yeah, my other half right here. It's my little girl, Kamoriana. Wherever I go, she's with me. So, I mean, and this whole music thing, she don't want to give me, like, inspiration to keep going, you know. People don't understand this, like, you know, when I be like, hey, you, like, get too old to do this. I look at her, like, you know, she tell me nah. You know what I'm saying? And I remember when she was, like, real, real small, and I used to be recording, and she'd be in there dancing around, you know, with her little cousins, and like, yeah, put that back on. And it's like, I can't stop that. No matter, like, whether I be still doing rapping or producing, manager, whatever, I still, when I look at her, I got to be in music doing something. It's like an addiction, you know what I'm saying? So, and she likes it. I mean, she listens to all underground music. I got her into that, and she might be doing music herself, so who knows.
All right, so we got that 100 bands from
me. All right.
Uh-oh.
Well, it was created by the producer was Freeze. He created a track. I recorded at Top Notch Studios.
Mm-hmm.
When he sent me the track, it was like when I heard 100 Band, I'm like, man, damn, you know, this coming out of my little rapper style, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like it's jumping into today's music, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of something new from what I did, but it was a nice track. It was a hard track, and actually, I already got the remix to that track out by some Cleveland and Mentor artists.
Okay.
I got Chase Powell on it from Mentor. I got Jay Queen, she on it. Me, myself, they real good. Like, they under my team, and, you know, they out trying to make it to it. I'm like, this is spokesperson for them. But it's the original track. I'm going to put out the remix later on with 100 Bands. It's basically going to be like a club track. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's hot to me. You know what I'm saying? I hope the world like it. Here it is to y'all, 100 Bands by your boy Lex B. One.
All right, y'all hear that? 100 Bands by Lex B. It's your girl, Miss Lily, on Girl Power Radio. Make sure y'all just re-listen to everything that's going on here, because these guys, they hot. They about to be legends on this scene. City to city, burning shit up. Rocking it out. Y'all rocking it out?
Sure.
They all cool, laid back and stuff. That's what's up. All right, so let's get into this. 773-897-6229.